Bibles, Jeremiah again. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 42. Jeremiah chapter number 42. I had something on my mind, and I wanted to share with you. And I guess today, before service tonight, it was sealed to my heart about it. And so we just believe it's God's will and endeavoring to do what God wants us to do in preaching today. And pray God will help us every time we get up to preach. I feel that something within me. Some young preacher asked me one time, said, when do you get over that nervousness or that butterflies before you get up to preach? I said, I don't know, never have. Amen. You handle the word of God, you get up to preach. It's an awesome responsibility. And I want to do that correctly as God would have us to do so. But thank God for his word. And I'm glad we can look in it again in Jeremiah, that great prophet of God and what he had to say. Stand, please, while I read the word. Jeremiah chapter 42. Then all the captains, starting at verse number 1, then all the captains of the forces and Jehanai, the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least even unto the greatest came near and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, and even for all this remnant, for we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us, that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I pray unto the Lord your God according to your words. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things for that which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, whom we send thee. That may be well with us, and that we may obey the voice of the Lord our God. Let's bow our heads, please, and pray and ask God to help us again here tonight. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus, and thank you for the privilege of prayer. And thank you, Lord, tonight, the singing of the songs and sweet spirit. And Father, we just thank you for the privilege to be in the house of God. And we need that divine touch tonight. I pray that you'd help us forget about everything else and just center in on the word. And pray, God, you stir us up and help us, God, to be reminded of some things. And I praise your name, God, that we can come to church on Sunday night and just worship God and get in. I pray you have your way. Rebuke the devil, the powers of evil. I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask you tonight, God, as we stand in this place, we need your help. I ask for illumination of the Holy Spirit. I pray my mind, my very being be saturated with thy spirit and thy power. And Father, that we may preach, and I pray the word of God go forth. Speak to hearts, bring conviction, draw people to Jesus, and we'll thank you and praise you and all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Tonight I'm just going to try to give you three things briefly, and I pray, I know when I say briefly, y'all take a deep sigh, but I think it'll be briefly anyway, and we're going to look at it. But just something God laid on my heart, and I pray God to have his way and speak to our hearts tonight in this service. I want you to notice verse number 2, if you would please. As these men came to Jeremiah, the prophet, and they said, we beseech thee now, supplication be accepted before thee. Pray for us and the Lord thy God, for even this remnant. Now here we're talking about a remnant now, whether they obeyed or didn't obey later. We're not getting into that tonight. I'm just getting the scripture right here and dealing with this as I'm trying to make an application for us tonight. And they said, even for this remnant, for we are left but a few of many. We are left but a few of many. And here Jeremiah said, now I pray to God for you, and whatever answer he gives me, that I'm going to give to you. And the remnant was back, and they were saying, here we are, and we're just a few, and we're left, but we are a remnant. And said, here's what that remnant said now. They said, you find out what God wants us to do, and then said, we'll obey it. And let me say, first of all, and I'm going to talk about three things tonight that people still love or some few still want. I don't know how you want to title this thing, but just title it three things that so a few people still want. That's pretty good. Amen. That'll work. Three things few people still want. And one of them is the Word of God. Amen. And if you want to alliterate and put scripture down, but I like the Word of God. Amen. It is the Word of God. And I thank God for it. But notice what he said about the Word of God. They're asking Jeremiah, now you go find the Word of God for us and bring it back to us and tell us what God said. Now remember, they didn't have the Bible completed. They didn't have all we got today. They didn't have that to look at and find out for themselves. So they's asking the man of God, the prophet, Jeremiah, to go find out and said, you come back and you tell us. And whether it be good for us, whether they think it's right, or whether they thought it wasn't right. We're going to do whatever God says. Look at verse number 5. Then said to Jeremiah, they said to Jeremiah the Lord, be a true and a faithful witness between us. If we do not even according to all things for that which the Lord thy God shall send to us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us. Let me say this, it'd be well if all of us obey the word of God. Amen. And we was talking this morning, somebody, Brother Bill, somebody talking about people ask questions, and sometimes we just need to say, what does the Word of God say? What does God say about it? And that will settle the question. And he said, we want to know what God said. He said, we're going to obey his voice, and we're going to, and it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. It's always well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord. I'm glad that we can. Amen. Aren't you glad? And you remember over there when Samuel came to Saul, and Saul had went ahead and made sacrifice. He's supposed to wait till Samuel got there. And he went ahead and did that he shouldn't do, because it wasn't his place to do, wasn't his office to do. And Samuel was on the way, but he went ahead and made that sacrifice. And Samuel said to him, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. And that sticks in my mind. First message I ever preached, I tried to preach anyway, was it is better to obey than sacrifice. It's better to obey than sacrifice. Surely it is, amen. And the Word of God. I am glad that we have the precious Word of God. Amen. Thank God for his preserved, inspired Word that God gave us, and I thank God for it. And rejoice in it. I'm glad I can depend on it. I can read it. I can believe what it says. I can take it to the bank. I can have confidence in it and what he says, and say hallelujah for the Word of God. Amen. Aren't you glad for the precious Word of the Lord? Amen. I believe the King James Bible is God's word for us in the English language, and I appreciate it. I'm glad God preserved it for us. I'm glad God gave it to us. I'm glad we've got it. Amen. And talking to somebody before service, when we were talking about the Word of God, how precious it is. And I want to say to you, thank God for the Word of God. I am thankful we have a Word. There's a few people still want the Word of God preached. There's a few people still want you to take the old King James Bible and preach and teach out of it. I say hallelujah. I'm glad there's still a few folk around that like that. Amen. I'm glad there's a few folk around that want this. And Gateway Baptist Church, I'm glad we're in that number. Amen. We may sometimes look around us and see things going on and say, well, we're not a super mega church, and we're not this or that or the other. I tell you what I believe we are. We're trying to, at least we're trying to be what God wants us to be. Amen. I'd rather be what God want me to be than super, mega, whatever they call it. Amen. And all that kind of stuff. I'm just glad to be in the work of God. I'm just glad to be in a church that believes the Bible. I'm just glad to be a part, amen, that wants the Word of God preached. and believe that, stand by it, stand on it, stand for it. I say thank God. There's a few still want the word of God. I'm not giving you politics. I'm not getting into that. I'm not giving you some kind of philosophy of somebody coming down the pike and what they thought about it and some psychology lesson. I'm trying to give you every Sunday and Wednesday the word of God. You need the Bible. I need the Bible. It is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing, dividing asunder a soul, spirit, joints, and mind, discerner of the thoughts, intents of the heart. I've noticed about preaching the word of God, I can preach and somebody go out that's backslid on God or been backslid, got right with God, and they said, boy, you preached right to me today. And you just got down where I lived, it got right where I was. Somebody else lost without God go out and said, boy, you really got right where I'm living and got to my heart today. And somebody else having problems with the family, and they say, boy, you really got right down. You know what happened? God just took his word, did the work that needed to be done, and whoop, hallelujah, I'm glad he does. God's able to take his word and divide asunder, and he does that. He gets down where you live, then the word of God, it may affect somebody one way, somebody else some other way, but I'm glad the word of God works, amen. I don't have to worry about trying to find something else, just the word of God. And let God do his work and let God do what he says he'd do, and God does it. I appreciate the word of God. We ought to reverence the word of God. That's why I ask you to stand when we read the word of God, is because of the fact that we reverence the word of God. It's not in reverence of me as a man. It's in reverence for this precious word and how thankful we ought to be, and I'll get it right after a while, how thankful we ought to be that we have the word of God. Amen. These people in this world, if they get a page of the word of God, they weep over it. If they get one book of the word of God, they think, boy, we've really got something in our hand. And they get excited about it. And you've heard missionaries tell the stories, and I have, and read books about it, and saw and heard. And people talk about just getting a copy of the word of God and how precious that is. I'm glad, hallelujah, for the precious word of God. I'm glad one day some generation, three generations ago, that there's a missionary took the word of God, went to Kenya, Africa, and got over there, and there's a family over there that God got a hold of, got saved, and got born in the family of God. Now they're sitting here tonight, and by the way, God just answered a prayer for them, and their residents of the United States came in them, and just recent days, and they're praising God, amen. And we can't send them back to Kenya now. We got to keep them. Amen. That's what Brother Terry said, amen. And I'm glad we got to keep them because I like them. I'm glad to hear. I'm glad some missionary carried the word of God. But it wasn't that missionary himself that got them. It was God the Holy Ghost through the word of God that got them. It's not the preacher that does it. It's God taking his word, Holy Spirit doing his work, and touching hearts and lives and getting people saved and born in the family of God. Hey, people here from other countries, God did the same thing for. And God got them in their native country, and they got saved and born in the family of God. I say hallelujah. But I'm glad God's still getting English people too, amen. I'm glad God's still getting Americans right here in America. And our nation may be going as a whole, it looks like, in the wrong direction and all that stuff. But I'm glad there's still a few around that still want the word of God, amen. And they said, we're a few out of this remnants come back. And said, how many? We are but a few. We may be a few, but a few can count, amen. Did you know Gideon had a large army, had 32,000 in fact, start with, and God said, you got too many. And said, take them down there to the brook. And you know how, he first told them all those afraid they'd leave. He lost a whole bunch at that time. And then he took the rest of them down to the brook and said, let them drink. And you know how the story goes, those that lapped and looked for the enemy, he said, now take those. Didn't have but 300 left out of the great thousands that he had to start with. And God said, I'll take those 300 and I'll do something with them, and now you'll win the victory. I say, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad God can take a few out of the remnant and he can do something with them, amen. And Gateway, let's be that remnant for God. That few that believes the word of God, reverence the word of God, and then let's retain the word of God. Make sure we keep it in our hearts. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. We need to, I can't remember scriptures like I used to, but they some so implanted in, I can't forget. Amen. Somebody said to me the other day, I can't remember who said this, but somebody said to me the other day about being saved, I can't forget it. Amen. I can't get over it. And I can't forget it. Amen. I'm glad God can't remember when you were not. He don't remember your sin before you got saved. And you can't forget that God saved you and birthed you in the family of God. I'm glad it's real. Amen. Aren't you glad? And retain that word. Hide that word in your heart. It'll help you. That's like a man went to church and he came back and his wife didn't get to go that Sunday. And she said, well, why'd the preacher? She asked some other questions first, you know, what somebody had on, all that stuff. And then who was there and all that and went through all that. Then she finally asked him, said, well, why'd the preacher preach? He said, I don't know. He said, you don't know why? He said, no, but it helped me. Said, how you know it helped you? He said, I'll tell you how I know it helped me. Because in the morning, those scales out there in the store that I own is going to weigh 16 ounces to the pound. Amen. He'd been cheating on him. And he didn't remember exactly what was said. He didn't remember exactly what his text was. Didn't know exactly what was said during the service. But said, God did something for me. I praise God. God can do something for you. Amen. And so you reverence the Word of God. You retain the Word of God. But let me ask you to do this too. Repeat the Word of God. Amen. You repeat it to others. Tell them about it. And if you, at least what God says, if you can't get the scripture exactly right, in the bulletin, in a little piece in the right hand side, it talks about 2 Timothy, book of 2 Timothy. That's supposed to be 1 Timothy. And somebody brought that to my attention. And they couldn't find the verse, and I had to look it up myself this afternoon because I didn't notice that either. And it's supposed to be 1 Timothy. And so sometimes we may miss a quote somewhere, but if we get what God's saying, it'll help us, amen. It'll help us, and let's let God help us and do what's right. And repeat that word. Somebody be saying something at work or at school, and you think about what the Word of God says. Well, God said this. And, you know, it's hard to argue with what God said, amen. When you got what God said, you got something to rest upon. As if you still want the Word of God. You still want the Word of God? You still hunger for the Word of God and desire the Word of God? I say hallelujah. As if you around, there's a remnant around still loves the Word of God. Amen. Let me say secondly, there's a few around that still likes the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I do myself. I want you to turn over with me, please. Where am I going here? I don't know. 2 Chronicles, that's where I'm going. 2 Chronicles chapter 5. Solomon here built the temple and dedicated and so forth. I want you to listen to this. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse number 13. It came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. That's good, isn't it? Praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good. Hallelujah, he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. I say hallelujah. I praise his name. Hey man, don't you like that? They got so excited. The glory had filled the house. And they were there. They brought the ark in. And they were excited about it. They made sacrifice in verse number 6. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep, oxen, which could not be told for number, for multitude. They wasn't counting the cost. They just excited about what God met with them and built that place and brought that ark in, which pictured the presence of God. And then they got to singing and blowing trumpets. And I'm glad we blow some trumpets over here. I'm glad we got some music over here and over there. And got to praising God. Around here sometimes it gets into glory. Hey, we're not always in the glory, but every once in a while we get in the glory, amen. But I'm glad just when any kind of breeze comes by from God, amen. I'm glad we can come to church and worship God. Don't have to come. And I said this morning, thank God we don't have to program it out. and try to plan out how God's supposed to do it and all that. We just come in and say, God, here we are, and let God do what he wants to do. I hope that's how we come, amen, and trust God for it. God may ring your bell tonight, and you may realize the fact you need to praise the Lord, or you may need just to come and thank him at an altar. You may need to say the Lord's good. You may need just give a testimony of the saving grace of God. You'd be surprised sometimes what it'd do for you just to obey God. Amen. Brother Bob just raised his hand for the glory of God. Hey, you'd be surprised what that does for a preacher. But if that does something for me, he's praising God, is what he's doing, for the word of God, thanking God. Hey, I'm glad for the glory. Amen. Aren't you glad the glory comes by? Somebody said, preacher, I don't understand that. When people get to crying or stand up testifying, or Brother Mark takes a fit and runs across the front. And you know what we're doing? We're getting ready for heaven. Amen. And when we get to heaven, the Bible said they fall down and worship him and they cry for multitude and praise his name and say, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hey, we're behind on that tonight. And may God help us remember, worthy is the Lamb of God. And we ought to praise him and give him glory and honor and praise. I've told you many times, everybody ought to have three things happen to them before they leave this world. Number one, they ought to get saved. Number two, they ought to lead somebody else to Jesus. Number three, they ought to have one good shouting spell. Somewhere, sometime, in some service, it ought to get on you till it runs out your eyes. And you just raise both hands, or one at least, and say, whoo! If nothing else, whoop. I remember that fella got baptized one time. He hadn't been in church, didn't know anything about it. He didn't know what to say, and he baptized him. He come up and said, hot doggy, hot doggy, hot doggy. Hey, man. Hey, hot doggy's good in the sight of God. You know what he's doing? He's just praising the Lord, saying hot doggy. Hey, it doesn't mean, well, it's hot doggy or whoop or hallelujah, praise God, or joy, or glory, hallelujah, whatever it is. And just giving him praise and glory and letting God do what he wants to do. Amen. Worship God and have some praise in your heart, some joy deep down inside. And we need some joy. You say, preacher, I'm struggling. Well, maybe you need the joy restored. And the psalmist David said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Amen. And you get the joy of his salvation. It's a joy. Amen. When God comes in, Jesus saves you, bursts into family. You remember when that burden was lifted? You remember when you first got in? You remember how you were? Hey, you couldn't wait to get to the house of God, and you couldn't wait for a man to preach. It didn't make a difference who's preaching, who's singing. It didn't make a difference what they're doing, who's praying, whatever. I just wanted to be at the house of God and get on what God's doing around there. Amen. Hallelujah. I still like it that way. And just come in. And come in and look around. You're looking for somebody to come. Boy, I remember last Sunday, I got so excited. Somebody come, amen. And I've been wanting to come, still wanting to come, going to come back. And I'm like Brother Jerry Hallman said, turn the corner, amen, and believe in God. Hey, God's good. God's good. We ought to praise his name and give him glory and give him thanks and praise for who he is. Aren't you glad God's good? Well, let me give you the third thing. I said it's going to be brief. I don't know how brief that's been so far, but anyway. I want you to turn with me over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15. I'm glad there's a few still want the old time word of God, still want it preached, still want to use it in Sunday school, still want to use it in teaching, read it at home, read it at work, read it at school. I'm glad there's still some that want the glory, amen, not afraid of it, not afraid to worship God, not afraid to say amen, praise God. Brother Mark, we would get turned loose every once in a while. I tell you, it does my heart good to see a Yankee get wound up. Us Southerners, we kind of used to it, but seeing these Yankees. I told her Anna ought to come down here and have that baby so it wouldn't be a Yankee, amen. You Yankees don't get mad at me. I'm kidding. I'm really kidding about all that, but it is good to see him get wound up. I don't care whether you're a Yankee or a Southerner, as long as you get wound up for God. Doesn't make a bit of difference, amen. Let God bless your heart and help you. Hey, I'm having a good time. There's a few around still want the glory, but there's a few around still looking for Jesus to come again. Now, a lot of people have heard that, and they push it aside. They're not looking anymore. They've kind of pushed that thought aside and think it's irrelevant for our day. But I say we still need to be looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, looking for that blessed hope. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he's pure. That'll help you live for God right. If you're really looking for Jesus right, you'll live right. You want your life to be right when you're living for the Lord Jesus Christ and looking for him to come. Look at verse number 24, 1 Corinthians 15. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. Boy, that'd be a great day, wouldn't it? Verse number 26, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And I say hallelujah for that too. Then look at verse number 30. And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? Why are we worried about it? Because thank God he's coming back. Somebody said, what's going to happen in America? I don't know. What's going to happen in the world? Jesus is coming back. I know that. Amen. What's the answer for our situation? Jesus coming back. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. You remember John the Revelator got wrapped up on the Isle of Patmos? He got excited. He was writing the end of the book, and he said, come, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. I mean, he got excited about it. Think about what's going to happen, how it's going to wind up, and seeing the end result. I say, praise God, I've read the end of the book, and I'm looking for him to come. He said, if I go away, I'm coming again. The same Jesus that said, I'm going away, I'm coming back. Same one that rose from the dead said, I'm coming back. He is coming back, hallelujah. Now look in verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. He's talking about something not been revealed before. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption shall I put on incorruption, this mortal shall I put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Sting of death is sin. Strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I say amen and amen. I'm glad, praise God, for the coming of the Lord Jesus. Anytime now, maybe before we get back here Wednesday night, and maybe before we leave tonight, there'll be a shout made, come up hither. And there's going to be a trump sound. And the dead in Christ going to rise first. And we're going to be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. And we're going up and meet them, our loved ones in the cloud, meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I say I'm glad he's coming back. I'm looking for him coming. He's coming. There's a few folk still looking for him. A few folk. There's a few folk still love the King James Bible, still love the Word of God, still want it preached and taught. There's a few folk still like the glory. There's a few folk still like to come to the house of God and hear some amens and praise God's or sing songs or cry. I know it's not all in emotions. I'm not saying that. You can be emotional about a lot of things. There's something inside that rings some bells that you identify with. October the 20th, 1944, General Douglas MacArthur landed back in the Philippines, got on the Voice of Freedom radio and said, this is the Voice of Freedom. He said, people of the Philippines, I have returned. You remember when he left, he said, I shall return. He came back and he got on there and said, I have returned. The hour of redemption is here. Rally to me. Hallelujah. Rally to me. Praise God, there'll be a day Jesus will return and we will rally to him. The Philippines was set free because the United States forces went in and set them free. I say, praise God. I'm glad General Douglas MacArthur returned. But I'm glad more than that, Jesus is coming back. And we're going to rally to him. And what a freedom that'll be. Praise God. Three things I'm glad folks still want. Few folk still want. Do you want it? Are you really looking for his coming? Are you ready for his coming? Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege to open the Word of God. think about these things. This remnant that came, these few out of many, they asked for the word of God. They wanted to know what God had to say. Then they said, we will obey. Father, you said in thy word to look for his coming. We want to obey. You said in thy word that we ought to separate from the world. We ought to obey. And Father, I pray. You said in thy word that we need to witness and be witness. We want to obey. You said for us to pray and believe. We want to obey. Help us, God, just to obey the precious word of God. And Father, thank you for the glory. Thank you, God, for the presence. Thank you, Lord, for touching our lives and our hearts, our church, our people. But Lord, help us tonight. Maybe somebody here that really needs to get right with God. They're missing it. You're speaking to their heart, dealing with their lives. Maybe somebody here tonight, you're touching about praying and believing you and trusting you. I don't know. But you have your way. You magnify yourself. The invitation is yours. In Jesus' name, amen.